Sue today received the following letter to the editor from reader Ian McKenzie, who outlines all of the local investments by the PC government. This is the second of three letters I have prepared in response to comments I've been reading suggesting that Sault Ste. Marie hasn't benefited from having an Ontario Progressive Conservative member of provincial parliament represent us at Queen's Park. Nothing could be further from the truth. My last letter outlined many investments in health and wellness. In this letter, I want to speak about the Ontario PC government's many investments in advanced manufacturing and tourism. When the Ontario PCs were elected in 2018, Algoma Steel was in creditor protection. Nearly 9,000 retirees risked losing their pensions, and 3,000 workers faced losing their jobs. The Ontario PCs stepped in with a $60 million capital investment and secured retired workers' pensions, ensuring Algoma could continue operating. But they didn't stop there. The Ontario PCs also backed a nearly $1 billion electric arc furnace project, securing steel jobs for generations while making Algoma a leader in green steel production. In 2018, Tenaris employed just 300 people in Sault Ste. Marie. Thanks to a $9 million investment from the Ontario PCs, Tenaris relocated its Calgary operations here. Today, nearly 800 people work at Tenaris, and they continue to expand. Beyond these major investments, here are several additional projects that have strengthened our manufacturing sector. Avery Construction Limited -$1 million for a portable asphalt plant, creating 4 full-time and 12 seasonal jobs. Avery Timber Limited -$1 million for forestry expansion, creating 7 new jobs. Bonifero Mill Works -$1 million as part of a $3 million expansion, securing 50 jobs and adding 5 to 10 new positions. Meakin Contracting Limited -$769,000 for new hauling and harvesting equipment. China Steel Inc. -$741,500 for new equipment, creating 8 full-time jobs. Sis Manufacturing and Apex Cranes -$600,000 for business expansion and skilled jobs. Norquay Trusses Limited -$400,000 to launch a new forestry manufacturing business. In the past 7 years, Doug Ford and the Ontario PCs have also invested millions in Sault Ste. Marie's tourism sector, $5 million through NOHFC to build a new Agawa Canyon Tour train station at the former St. Mary's paper site, $500,000 for a global marketing campaign to attract more visitors to the Agawa Canyon Tour train, over $8 million since 2018 to support film and television productions, $1.7 million in NOHFC funding for Searchmont Resort upgrades, improving infrastructure and tourism appeal, $600,000 to expand off-road bike trails at Hiawatha Highlands, adding 30 kilometers to the Algoma Trail Network and attracting cycling tourism, $500,000 for renovations at the Algoma Conservatory of Music, including a new recording studio and a 170-seat performance venue, The Loft. These aren't just numbers. Over the past 7 years, the Ontario PCs have invested over $100 million in Sault Ste. Marie, strengthening industries and securing long-term economic stability. Yet, despite clear evidence, some continue to push false claims. Enough is enough. The people of Sault Ste. Marie deserve the truth. Stay tuned for my final letter outlining the Ontario PCs' many investments in our community's infrastructure. Ian McKenzie, Sault Ste. Marie, Ont.